It is already late in the afternoon when a sand-encrusted taxi picks you up in the Moroccan town of Merzouga. While it's larger than many of the towns in this area, Merzouga is built around a small stretch of two-lane highway. That's the main way in and out. Nondescript dirt lanes crisscross the thoroughfare. Each side is lined with alternating plots of sandstone-colored homes and empty scrub-brush lots. Every inch of town backs up against a broad expanse of the Sahara Desert. In the high tourist season, Merzouga transforms into a backpacker haven, where visitors gather to book safaris, sand dune hikes, and camel treks. In the off-season, it reverts to the locals, who seem content to let the tourists all return home for a while. It's the camel trek that brought you here. But unlike your fellow explorers, you have been advised to taxi northward to a small hamlet at the edge of a place called Erg Chebbi. This vast expanse of sand dunes near the Algerian border is a place full of stunning sights and blissful peace. Now that you're here, you can't wait to begin. The glaring rays of the sun overhead bake the village's parched dirt lanes. Over time, this has produced a crackled texture all across them, like the surface of an artist's canvas. The few buildings standing here, maybe several dozen in total, range from handicraft shops stocked with tapestries to modest lodgings. They appear alongside four table cafes with steam-filled kitchens and sturdy and rough-hewn tents. It has a community feel to it, with restaurants, businesses, and private homes. It is a refreshing change from many other stops you have experienced on this northwest African land, like the busy streets of Fez or the bustling chaos of Casablanca. And here, outside the town and far off in the distance, is your eventual destination of Erg Chebbi. Its peaks stand tall under a sky, beginning to streak with the purples of an approaching sunset. You've read that an erg is like a vast and rolling sea, stretching out to the horizon. But it is a sea of sand, not of water. Its peaks create the waves in this desert ocean, rising up to 150 meters, or as tall as a 45-story building. It looks and feels just like your imagination's idea of the Sahara Desert. The one created in your mind over all these years, from the descriptions in novels and depictions in classic films. If any single landscape has ever spoken to your curious soul, this is the one. Gathered at the flat edge of this hilly desert, just beside the main road, is a group of Tuareg men. They chat and joke as they tend to their livestock. Every man is draped shoulder to toe in the billowy, earth-colored garb of a desert dweller, sealed from the elements by the tucks and folds of their garments. Swirled around their heads and draped across their necks are the brilliant indigo-blue scarves of Berber tribesmen. Some are streaked with lines of darker ink, while others are singularly dyed. Recognizable across this part of the world, their bold blue color stands out in stark relief against the monochrome sand. A younger man approaches you with a welcoming grin and introduces himself as Edir, which means alive in the Berber language. He has a very nice camp, he tells you, beyond the largest dune. He can lead you there today on a camel. He gestures over his shoulder to a doe-eyed, curly-haired, slow-moving ship of the desert, a dromedary camel. The camel's name is Rafik, he explains. It means companion in Arabic. Rafik's floppy jowls frame what you believe is a camel-like grin. Over its single hump is laid a striped, multicolored blanket and saddle, awaiting a rider.